Thank you very much.
Namah Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimat Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvashesha Shunyavadi Pasyatyari Satarine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyachari Satarine.
Hey, you put it, but not on my hand. Just not on my hand.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sade Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hindi Ramo Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Madhava Jabihari, Jai Radha Madhava Jabihari, Jaya Gopi Dhan Vallabha Girivar Dhani, Jaya Gopi Dhan Vallabha Girivar Dhani, Yasoda na 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 brahna na 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 na, Yasoda na 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 brahna na 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 na, Yamuna tira chari, Yamuna tira manachare, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare, Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hare. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasade Gaura Bhaktivedanta Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
A little more.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada, daya, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan yagya ki jai, Ananta koti Vaishnava vrinda ki jai. Cold, yeah, cold. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, from the fifth chapter entitled Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness, text number 24. Yonta sukunta raramas tatantirjuta ivya sayogi brahma nirvanam brahmo butodi gacchati yaha One who? Anta Sukha. Happy from within. Anta Aramaha. Actively enjoying within. Tata. As well as. Anta Jyoti. Aiming within. Eva. Certainly. Ya. Anyone. Saha. He. Yogi. A mystic. Brahma Nirvanam. Liberation in the Supreme. Brahma Bhuta. Being self-realized. Adigacchati. Attains. One whose happiness is within, who is active and rejoices within, and whose aim is inward, is actually the perfect mystic. He is liberated in the Supreme, and ultimately he attains the Supreme. Purport. Unless one is able to relish happiness from within, how can one retire from the external engagement meant for deriving superficial happiness? A liberated person enjoys happiness by factual experience. He can therefore sit silently at any place and enjoy the activities of life from within. Such a liberated person no longer desires external material happiness. This state is called Brahma Bhuta, attaining which one is assured of going back to Godhead, back to home. Om Ajnanati Manandasya Jnanana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudevi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Before Srila Prabhupada came from India to the Western world, he first of all printed Srimad Bhagavatam. First canto in part 1, part 2, and part 3. And Prabhupada carried with him some trunks with these books. And he also brought from India a little handbill, a little pamphlet with a picture of himself as a sannyasi, and in black and white, standing there with a danda. And his face, the corners of his mouth were like that. So when Yadurani, his first female disciple, when she saw that handbill, she said to him, "Oh, you must have been very sad at that time." And Prabhupada said, "No, that was the moment of greatest ecstasy." And yet, looking like that, so how is it possible that was the moment of greatest ecstasy? Inconceivable. But it was like that. Because Prabhupada's ecstasy was different than the ecstasy of a child. Children, they laugh one moment, they cry the next, and it just changes so quickly. But Prabhupada's ecstasy was of a very deep nature. It was grave, very grave, but yet very deep and appreciative of how wonderful Krishna really is, how wonderful Krishna's mercy is. And Prabhupada was deeply meditating, and could be completely serious about the most ecstatic thing. So this is quite something. In the Nectar of Devotion, we find some description of different nature people. And it describes that there is a person whose heart is like a cotton swab, like a little piece of cotton. If there's a little breeze, then that cotton starts to move like that. So it said some people, they are like that. And the slightest little thing, oh, Krishna, Krishna. A lot of emotion or a lot of turbulence. But how deep is it really? Then it is described as the person with the golden heart. He may be very grave, very serious, not so quickly disclose his feelings. And Prabhupada was such a person. Just as Prabhupada kept these things, his spiritual ecstasies, very private. Then he would not share these things or speak about these things very publicly at all. That was a personal matter. Of course, sometimes it was noticed. There's the famous diamond in the corner of his eye, a tear which was like a diamond. No one had seen ever such a tear, but that tear was so effulgent, so much light was coming of that tear that everyone said it. Did you see that diamond in the corner of Prabhupada's eye? There were other times when Prabhupada, in the middle of speaking, could not go further and became emotionally overwhelmed, so much so that he forgot everything about the material world. This is samadhi. Samadhi, deep and total absorption. Samadhi is the point where one becomes totally absorbed in remembering and serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the impersonalists, they oftentimes think that samadhi means that state where one closes off from the world and when one goes within and where one no longer interacts with the world. And sometimes it is described, one yogi, he goes into a trance and he just stays in there for 3 years without eating or anything, and he's in samadhi, absorbed. But see, the Prabhupada said, yes, that is samadhi if one is fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. He said, but samadhi can also be active. One can also, Hanuman was also in samadhi, right? Only thinking of Lord Ramachandra. And somehow or other, the satisfaction of Lord Ramachandra meant anything and everything to Hanuman. And when somehow or other in the fight which took place on the island of Lanka to recapture Sita from the demon Ravana, somehow or other during that fight, the son of Ravana named Indrajit, he who had even conquered Indra, had a very powerful weapon, a mystic weapon, and somehow or other with that arrow managed to injure Lakshman very seriously. And Lakshman just went into a coma and was lying there on the ground in an unconscious state. The wise and sages gave the advice, the only thing that can save this, can save Lakshman now, is a special herb which grows somewhere on a mountain. So Hanuman was sent to find the herb and bring that herb to save Lakshman's life. He could not find the herb. He couldn't do it. He looked everywhere, went over that mountain many times, did not find the herb. And finally, he just had to admit, I can't find the herb. So what to do? This is the point where one would be defeated. And where one would say, well, what can I do? I am defeated. There's nothing. I've done everything I could. I have to admit, I couldn't do it. I'm defeated. Not Lakshman. Right? Not Hanuman, sorry. Not defeated. No way. If I can't find the herb and it is on this mountain, then I will bring the mountain, right? But I will bring the herb, right? And sometime later, Hanuman arrived there with a mountain on his hand. Brought the mountain. I have brought the herb. Please pick it. Right? It's here. Whatever one it may be. Right? But this spirit of Hanuman is certainly samadhi, right? It is certainly total absorption, total absorption. There's no question that Hanuman was for a moment deterred from his service. His service was his everything. He was the embodiment of fulfilling the desire of his master, whatever that desire was. He put his whole being behind it. Nothing half-hearted, three-quarter-hearted, 80%-hearted, 100%, completely, his whole being. Therefore, Hanuman is representing the process of dasyam. There are nine processes in devotional service: Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Or Sravanam means hearing, Kirtanam, chanting, Padasevanam means, or Smaranam means remembering, Padasevanam, serving the lotus feet. And then deity worship, prayers, and then servitorship, being the servant. So Hanuman was the embodiment of service, totally an instrument for the pleasure or for fulfilling the will of Lord Ramachandra. It is said actually that this attitude of dasyam is the very basis of bhakti. It is said that although there are five rasas, there is the madhurya ras, the conjugal relationship with Krishna that the gopis are experiencing, or there is vatsalya ras, a parental mood towards Krishna. We see how parents are always preoccupied with their children, constantly. I'm watching it from nearby. And constantly they are touching the child, comforting the child, smiling at the child, hugging the child, dancing with the child, what they are not doing with the child. So can you imagine if you have that relationship with Krishna? Yes, there comes Krishna, sits on your lap. Yes, and you hold Krishna. That's like quite something. Vatsalya ras. Right? Then there is sakya ras, friendship with Krishna. How we can sometimes as a friend be equal with Krishna or even superior to Krishna. Defeat him. Why not? Right? And then dasya ras and santa ras, or dasya ras servitorship, or Santara's the neutral relationship with Krishna. So in this way, different relationships. But all the relationships are resting on dasyam, on servitorship. That is a little noisy over there. It gets a bit too much. So it is described like that in the Nectar of Devotion, that this dasyam is the basis of all devotional service. So first we must become servants before anything. Before we enter into any other mood of bhakti, one cannot say, well, I'm more into the mood of friendship with Krishna. Isn't it? Krishna. Slap him on the back. No, first bow at his feet. First, let him become our everything. Therefore, we must all become servant. It is said that in the relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees are all in the mood of dasyam. Everyone is in that mood.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll get ready. Everyone gets in that mood of dasyam, of servitorship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone somehow or other is his servant. That is the spirit. That is the spirit that a devotee develops. So it's not like, what is my relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Do I have a friendship relationship with him, maybe with Gaur Nitai? No. It is a servitor relationship. But with Radha and Krishna, one can develop different relationships. So we cannot go to Radha and Krishna without going through Gaur Nitai. That has been stated many times. Nitai Pade Binabai Radha Krishna Paitanai. Especially in this age of Kali, one must go through Gaur Nitai. One cannot approach Radha and Krishna directly because one must first develop this mood of I am the servant. It is not enough to say it. One must do it. One must actually serve. Therefore, we see that Srila Prabhupada, when he translated the word bhakti, he did not say devotion. We must serve Krishna with devotion. He, Bhagavan? No. Not that. No. But Prabhupada said, not devotion. Devotional service. Service. Bhakti means devotional service, he said. So, the devotion must show in service. That it is said in the temple, Krishna is worshipped in royal opulence. In the temple, it is described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, the deity is worshipped like a king on a throne, on a raised throne, and he must be treated just like a king. He is offered very delicious kinds of foodstuffs, very opulent, like a king in royalty. The whole idea is like that. Care for him like a king. Because when you deal with a king, you must be servant. Right? I don't know how it is in Sweden, but we still have this in Holland, you know, Your Majesty. And when we came on the airport, we saw the royalty of Sweden smiling at us with a welcoming smile. And so I guess it's the same here. A lot of protocol. And in a mood of servitorship is there. So this is natural. This is necessary. If we don't approach Krishna as servant, we'll take him cheaply. We'll take him cheaply. We think, well, I also want something. You know, no. As the servant of Krishna, it is really whatever Krishna wants. Just like one who's in parental mood, whatever she wants, right? She's totally controlling him. It's like he's her willing servant, whatever she wants. He's her chauffeur, and she has the best seat in the car, and it just goes on like that all day. Her Majesty. Yes. Seated on her throne. He becomes throne as well. Whatever she desires, he will be it. So Hanuman is in the same mood. He's in the same mood. It's said sometimes Hanuman, his tail, he can extend his tail. And sometimes he makes his tail into a throne for Lord Ramachandra. So just see. Hanuman in the same way of servitorship is always thinking of how to serve the Supreme Lord. So this spirit of servitorship is the basis of bhakti. Without servitorship, there is no bhakti. This is our main thing. So therefore, in Vaidhi bhakti, the main focus is on service. And we see how Srila Prabhupada started this, right? Service, service, service. The ISKCON, as it existed in earlier days, was an ISKCON of service. It was all about doing service. As soon as you came in, it was service. Somebody, a guest would come in, and before he knew it, was doing service. Already had something in the hand to clean the temple room floor, or was already peeling potatoes, or washing pots, something, service. Prabhupada also, we know the story of Nandarani, who came to help for, she was supposed to get married the next day. So she came in blue jeans and black t-shirt, and came to help Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, all right, can you help and just wash this pot? And she had to wash the pot, and there was a big black cake on the bottom. So she washed it nicely, and it was clean, but the black cake was still there. And then Prabhupada said, oh, you cleaned it very well, but could you just take out this little bit of black? I said, okay, yeah, back, scrubbing, trying to take it out, took it out as good as possible, came back again. Prabhupada said, well, wow, really well done. But maybe there's just a little left, maybe that also. And until she spent the whole afternoon scraping the thing and somehow or other getting it sparkling clean, then, only then, was he satisfied. Yeah. Then he said, very nice. Very nice. Uh-huh. So it is like that. Service attitude, immediately. Within that service attitude, there is a standard. There is the standard for Krishna. And that standard cannot change for us. It's not that we say, like, well, you know, I mean, what can I do? It's too much work. It's too difficult. I'll offer second best. No. It's like the standard is fixed and must be, it must be there. The pot had to be completely clean. You know, I mean, we would have probably thrown it away, you know, and said, okay, buy a new one, the Western mentality. But no. The bhakti mentality is, why? Why waste Krishna's money? Can be done. So, in service, because the standard is fixed and cannot be compromised, and the service comes before everything and anything, one has to overcome his own limitations. One has to somehow or other overcome his limitations and trust that Krishna will help. Otherwise, we cannot do. Otherwise, how can we do? But we can do it because we know Krishna will help us. Ananyas chintayantumam yejana pariyapasate te samnichabhyuktanam yogikseyma vahamiham. How otherwise can we do anything in devotional service? We are promising at the time of initiation for a whole lifetime to follow four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds. How do we know that we can do it? How can you promise such a thing? Still young? So many years of life could be there, and then we're promising, you don't know what will come. And then, it maybe in later point in life, you will not be able to maintain. How can you promise? You'll be very sorry. No, we promise because we know that Krishna will help us, providing we take shelter, providing we are striving, we strive for his standard, and we give it all we have to follow the standard. He will help it. He will help us. He will make it possible. So it can be done. There's no such thing as saying it cannot be done. Right? No. The standard must be done. And that was Prabhupada's mood. Right? It must be done. Impossible, the word in a fool's dictionary, was said when Prabhupada wanted his Chaitanya Charitamrita printed very quickly. He had been translating, but they were not printing it. So the whole idea was that the Chaitanya Charitamrita would be printed in 17 volumes, and they were doing one volume in every 3 months. And Prabhupada had to translate, so he's thinking this is going to take years, right? So, well, he said he wanted it faster. So they had a meeting and they said, all right, we will do one volume in 1 month. And they thought, now we're really moving. Prabhupada said, no, 17 volumes in 2 months. Impossible. Impossible, a word in a fool's dictionary. It is a famous pastime. It was Radha Vallabha who said, impossible. And Prabhupada said, a word in a fool's dictionary, and Radha Vallabha, the BBT manager, realized that now, if I say once again impossible, then I'm disagreeing with the spiritual master. Then my spiritual life is finished. But it didn't give him more than a few seconds to mentally adjust. It was impossible in his mind. It was absolutely impossible from managerial calculation, and he was expert, and he knew how to distribute books. It would be like Brahma Muhurta saying, impossible, and getting, knowing what he's saying, since he knows about producing books. And then, within seconds, having to readjust his whole idea in his own field where he is expert. Probably, I wanted it 2 months. So, and it was done. It was done. That was the most amazing thing. It was done in an incredible marathon, around the clock. The manager said, all right, instead of some paintings, we must have some pictures then of holy places. And you still see in Chaitanya Charitamrita that still these pictures are there, right? Instead of the paintings. You don't see in these other books, pictures. You see paintings. But to save time, they put pictures. And Prabhupada gave the permission. So we still have pictures in the CC. They will stay forever, these pictures, to remind us of that incredible marathon. Stories of how devotees were, how some of the artists who were painting would fall asleep only to find that another artist had finished their painting. Yeah. And the wake was already off to the press, finished. Everything was like that. People sleeping on their desk, under the desk, someone else taking over, a constant endeavor. But they did it. They did it. Of course, there were some rough edges, and later it's been edited again, and these rough edges have been polished up now. That may be. But Prabhupada was in that spirit. It must be done. It can be done. Krishna will help. There's that other story how Krishna helped when Prabhupada wanted Shama Sundar to ask George Harrison for a donation for the Krishna book, £19,000. So Shama Sundar said, I know George, he's my good friend. But, you know, one quote is there, I mean, just don't ask him for money, you see. I mean, he's very sensitive, he can't handle it, he's rich. Everyone asks him for money. I never ask him for money, and I know that I really shouldn't do it. I can't ask him for money. Prabhupada said, don't worry, just ask him, Krishna will help you. What to do? He had that order that night, he met George, and there was a dinner party, and he was sitting next to George. And he didn't ask him. And they were already at the dessert. And he was thinking, if I don't ask him now, then I have to go back to Prabhupada and tell him that I didn't ask him. And what will Prabhupada then say then? I can't do it. I must ask. And I guess he was more afraid. It was a matter of who he was the most afraid of. I guess he was more afraid of Prabhupada than of George. And then finally, he said, George, yes. George, Prabhupada has produced this new book, very nice, about Krishna, named Krishna Book. Oh, very interesting. Yes, you see, but there's a little problem with the printing. George's face became more serious. He smelled it, you know. He smelled what was coming. And it's like, yes, you see, you know, so we just need this £19,000. You know, it's like, and George's face went completely pale. Completely pale. Shama Sundar's heart was beating in his throat. And just then, a loud thunderclap, and all the lights went out. And after 1 minute, the lights went back on, and George was smiling like anything. And said, how could I refuse after that? And he wrote the check. Right? And Shama Sundar brought the check to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, yeah, I told you Krishna would help. Of course, because Prabhupada surrendered so much to Krishna, then Krishna helped in that way. We don't always experience that ourselves, that such miracles happen in our everyday life. That may be, but Krishna will help. He will surely help us also. He will help us to come up to the standards of Krishna consciousness. So we should not be afraid, that we could not, cannot make it. Therefore, we should not drag our feet. We must practice. Yes, we must first practice. But then we must have courage. We must not think, well, but what if I start following all these high standards? What if I cannot maintain? Even if one cannot maintain, even if one falls down, then what? What do you do when you fall down and you're walking? Right? What do you do if you fall on your face? You can lie there on the ground crying and crying, but after some time crying, you're supposed to stand up, you know, and walk on. What to do? So spiritual life is like that. Even when we fall from spiritual standards, again we stand up. Durgame patime indasya skalat padakatir muhu yat kripa swastidanena santa santavalam banam. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing like that. He says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that my path is difficult. It's not easy. He said, my feet, they slip again and again. But somehow or other, the devotees, it is the devotees' association that gives me support and strength. It's like a stick. It helps me to sort of stay on the way. So together, somehow or other, we do it. And even if we slip, apichit sudara charu bhajati mamananya bhak saduriva samanyata samambata samyak vasasita samyak vyavasita hisaha. So even then, still considered saintly, because such a person is quickly becoming righteous. So we need not be in so much anxiety, because it doesn't depend so much on our strength. Krishna will give us strength. No one is born spiritually strong. Right? Nobody. Not in this age. Okay. An exception is there. Srila Prabhupada. But ordinary persons are not born spiritually strong. Everyone is spiritually weak. Everyone. So it's not that we are waiting until we are strong. First let me be strong, then I will surrender. No, the process of surrendering is the way to become strong. That's what will make us strong. To place the iron in the fire, it will become hot like fire, and then it will act like fire. So in this way, we can do it. Sometimes we wonder. A process of four regulative principles, 16 rounds. Is this the process for the whole world? This is our message to the world. Dear world, we ask everyone to stop smoking, stop drinking, no coffee or tea, no intoxicants whatsoever. Coca-Cola has to go. What's that? No what?
No dry cleaning.
No chemical cleaning, yeah? All right. No intoxication. There you go. Right? Okay. No gambling. Not even the lottery. No more lottery. No. Nothing. Never again. For life. No more lotteries. Nothing. No gambling at all. Phew. Heavy, huh? Okay, that was still the easy part. Okay. No meat. The slaughterhouses have to close. No meat, fish, or eggs. The world's going to point at their forehead at that stage. No? What about your vitamin B12 and so many things and the doctor and this and that, you know? You're going to get a riot at that point. And when finally you say no illicit sex, that's when some some gentlemen come in some big gorillas in white coats arrive to lead you to the ambulance. You are going to rest for a while. It will be very good for you. No, that's when they lock you up. No illicit sex. This man is dangerous. A dangerous madman. Lock him up. So, is this the message for the world? Do we expect that the world will be able to follow four regulative principles? Do we expect it? Do we expect it? Is this our message to the world? Is this what we expect? Is this what we expect? Is it?
Yes.
Of course. Everyone can do it. Isn't it, Kalindi? She said yes already before I asked. Definitely. Now you're going to drive the car of your father. That comes a little later. Daddy, can I have your BMW? And he will give it, I can see. You have to get a sporty model with an open roof. Anyway, yes, the whole world can do it. There's no doubt about it. It's not depending on material calculations. It's not. If we start calculating materially, how is it possible? Just before this program, Vasudev was serving prasadam and he was talking about a picture where you see the Hare Krishnas on a Harinam, and there's a hippie with long, long hair hanging down to his waist, playing a violin, right? And guess who it was? Satchinandan Swami. That's right. He knows the picture. That's who it was. It was Satchinandan Swami. And then some of you may know Braji Bihari, right? Who is like our ISKCON conflict and resolve, and who looks very sophisticated. But I know a picture of him being in a New York Ratiyatra with fuzzy Jimi Hendrix hair, right? Which also is like pretty, yeah. It's like, it's quite a contrast, you know? So it's pretty interesting. And we were talking about where we came from. I have no idea what Yogendra used to look like. I'm not going to ask him how long his hair was and if it was fuzzy or what it was. mine was just hanging down in miserable strands like that. What to say? But nobody went to the barber. That was for sure. 1965, and all young people in the Western world, anybody male, from one day to the next, never went into a barber shop again. Nothing was worse than that. The barber. Those were other days than today. And of course, so many other things would go on. I was quite young at the time. Right? But I went in my town to a place called the Electric Center, where they had broken out half the floor of the building, and the wall was going all the way up to the ceiling, and there was a big green fluorescent man painted on the wall to greet you. And then you would go upstairs, and there was a tea house. And the funny thing about this tea house was that it had an automatic closing screen door when you'd come in, and when you were inside, there were tropical birds flying around inside the tea house, free. And you can understand what people were doing in that tea house. Tweet, tweet. It was definitely another world. So, and then, of course, you know, then after a little bit of intoxication, etc., then we were breaking all the taboos, right? Oh, a taboo a day, you know, at least, right? Taboos were to be broken. And one of the things were, of course, these ridiculous Victorian ideas like marriage, you know. Which sane person in the world was going to get married, right? The thought, why would you be married? What a thing to do, right? You just live together as long as you like it, and when you don't, then separate. It's like, that's actually more natural. Why such an artificial arrangement like marriage? And some had a few at the same time, and why not, you know, and so on. I won't get too much into graphic descriptions of those days now. But the point was that regulative principles were really very far away from our lifestyle. And not only that, I never really heard about them anyway. Right? And then, so, if you look at the people who are now following these regulative principles and how they were living before, it's inconceivable. Inconceivable. I mean, most people would be closer to the regulative principles than we were. Yeah? I would think so. Many people, we broke them all, every day, all of them. I used to live from gambling. Yeah? That was actually, I must admit, that was how I was paying for my drinks. And and so on. Right? What to do? So far away from these four regulative principles. How is it possible that we do it? Don't ask me, right? It's not on our own strength, right? It's just somehow or another Krishna is supplying the strength. It's Krishna. I don't know how I'm doing this. I have no idea. It's Krishna who's supplying the strength. Logically, it's like... It was really not my level. It was really not relating to me. So therefore, I cannot claim any credit. But somehow or other, I must see the credit goes to Krishna, to his name, to the process of devotional service that we are sitting here like this, to Srila Prabhupada and to all the mercy and so on, to a process, through the mercy, through devotional service. Therefore, everyone can do it. Yes. Four regulative principles is for everyone. Everyone. So, if it's for everyone, then maybe it's also for us. Because I guess we are part of everyone. She is. Can we also follow them? Can it be done? Would it be possible that we could follow these four regulative principles? Could it be? Well, maybe so. Why not? Krishna can supply us the strength. And this is the secret of bhakti, ultimately. That the devotee puts his faith in Krishna. He just puts it, Krishna will protect me. Krishna will help me. Krishna will make it possible. And then one can do the impossible. And it's said, in this way, the lame can climb mountains. The blind can see the luminaries in the sky, and the dumb can recite poetry. We can do things that we thought, that we never thought we could do, that we never imagined we could do. We will be able to do the more we surrender to Krishna. So therefore, we should not hesitate. We should just take shelter of devotional service to Krishna. And everything will become very possible and very wonderful. Very wonderful. Okay, that was my message for the day, I guess. Any questions, any comments?
Just while we've been talking about all these things, I just keep coming back to the last slogan. I don't know if you could just quote the last slogan.
Okay, the last slogan of Krishna, of the Gita, I've got it right here. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Parto Danurdara Tata Sir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tir Matir Mama. It's true. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. That is my opinion. Thank you very much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What does it mean to be serious in spiritual life, and does it manifest different in different persons? Well, there are two types of spiritual instructions. General instructions and some individual instructions. There are some things which are the same for all. So although we have all very different natures. So to be serious in spiritual life means that we are accepting Krishna as our master and ourselves as his servant, and that we are prepared to rearrange our life according to the wish of Krishna. Krishna has given many instructions of how to live, and that we accept these instructions very seriously. So that part is common for all, and that includes giving up certain illicit activities that I mentioned before. That includes certain spiritual practices, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the deity, and so on. So these are common things. And then within it, there are natures. There are definitely natures. And there are also different programs for different natures. We also have different natures. Some of us are by nature stubborn, right? Determined. And some are by nature less determined. So people who are very stubborn, just bite their teeth and they will go on, and they get names like tapas or something like that. You know? Excuse me. That happens, right? And there are others who just don't have that kind of a nature. You know? But who are, they need maybe another, they rely more on an atmosphere. I noticed that there are different kinds of devotees, myself, and I noticed that some function on an idea, right? I'm like that. I function on ideas. It's like if I understand that Krishna consciousness is good, that's it. Then I'm going to do it. That's enough. Then I'm going to do it. Yeah? If I'm convinced it's the right thing, I will do it. But there are other kind of people. They need to be in a constant atmosphere which kind of keeps them in the frame of mind to do it. Yeah? So they built like a nice world around them with Krishna pictures and Krishna. Krishna's everywhere. And it's amazing how many nice arrangements they have. Sometimes I walk into a house like that and I like it very much myself to stay there for a few days and appreciate all the amazing arrangements they have made to remind of Krishna. And they have pictures, you know. So good. I didn't even know they existed, and they have them, you know. And it's just amazing how they, the Shakti they have to create this kind of an atmosphere. And it really does something. And that's how it works for them. So there are different natures, and we have different ways of doing it. Some seem to function more on an idea. Like me, I can be with a suitcase in an empty room and there's no pictures on the wall and I'm just sort of chanting Hare Krishna there and I'm totally happy and I have my books and I'm just sort of reading the book and that's about it, you know. Then finally someone says, you don't have any pictures on your wall? Okay, I put some picture, you know, now I have a picture. All right, and that's about it, you know. It will never go get better than that. Hopeless, debilitated Venus, what shall I do? Right. But others have this other ability. So, according to our nature, we can cultivate our remembrance of Krishna in different ways. But the standards are the same. We're not going to change the standards for anyone. Everyone has to fit in the same standards, but we may have some variety of programs according to the nature. And propensity is there. Some people, like we have one devotee in Europe named Vishnumurti who supplies books to all of Europe. And he is a Vaishya with a capital V. Right? V for Vaishya, you know, that's Vishnu. And like, by nature, he likes to make a lot of profit and he likes to sell things expensive. He likes it, right? And he does. Right? But he feels, but since he's a devotee, he's completely free from any feelings of guilt because, number one, he sells Prabhupada's books, which is the best, right? And he makes a profit, and the profit is for Krishna. So he has no feelings of guilt or whatsoever to ask enormous prices. So he has sublimated his Vaishya propensity in Krishna consciousness. And he's all using it and is in this way become very selfless and has given away so much for Krishna because he became purified in that path. So there's natures also. According to our natures, we must be engaged. Especially when they're very strong. But if you don't have such a strong nature, well, then you do different things. Sometimes you're the pujari, sometimes you're in the shop, sometimes you're doing other things. Whatever suits then. But we must be careful that we have a program that helps us to support these spiritual standards. It's not automatic. We can also do something. We seek the association of devotees. Remembrance of Krishna is important. We avoid material association. Just like you have some devotees, they live outside and they relate to the temple. Other devotees, they live in the temple and they relate to the outside world. Well, whatever works best. Like that. There are individual solutions, but no adjustment in the standard. You cannot say, well, for someone it will be only 8 rounds, you know. No, 16 rounds. Yes. Yeah.
It's an open-ended opportunity. But in the Gita, Krishna says that I don't remember, recall the exact verse, but he says that 1 in a million can become a real devotee.
Manushyanam sahasresu.
Closed-ended, it's very restrictive.
Yeah.
How can that be?
Yeah. No, that's very true. So certainly Krishna pointed out that it is exclusive to attain perfection, undoubtedly. And at verse 7:3, Manushyanam sahasesu kaschit yatvisidhya yatatam abhisidhanam kaschimam viditatvataha. Out of many thousands among men, Hardly one endeavors for perfection out of those who endeavor for perfection. Hardly one of them will attain it. Yes, that is there. But that was 5,000 years ago. And then 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to give the topmost to the most fallen. Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guru Tvishna Maha. So he gave the topmost to the least qualified. And this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, this chanting, is so potent that even the most fallen will be able to follow these spiritual standards. Then the four-legged rated principles are not even the goal. They are just the entrance door. What to speak of the goal of prema can be attained. So therefore it is available for everyone. When one chants Hare Krishna, everything becomes possible. So therefore it is now a program for the whole world. Yeah. So that verse from Bhagavad Gita now is not exactly... Yes, there is a difference. It's still not so easy to attain Krishna prema. But everyone can take it. We still have a program also for people who feel that they cannot follow four regulative principles. Bhagavad Gita also offers chapter 12. We also have a program. They can still do things for Krishna. It's not that there's... that. If you don't follow four regulative principles, don't come back. That's not this lecture. Yeah? This is not a lecture where I say, if you don't follow four regulative principles, don't ever come back here, then this is not for you. That was not this lecture. This lecture is no, everyone can do something for Krishna. Yes. But sooner or later, it automatically comes that it will become possible if you do something for Krishna. Yeah, that's the nature. So, ultimately, it's a process for the whole world. Yes. The meaning of? Or acting with duplicity. It is said that there is a quality called arjavam, which is simplicity. Simplicity means that you have no secret. No secret. It's open book. Yeah? Nothing to hide. No sinful activity, nothing hidden, therefore nothing to hide. So no secret. So if anyone wants to know, no secret. Right? But duplicity means many things to hide. Many things. It means, therefore, always these two things. That which is shown and that which is to be kept unknown. And so many unknown agendas to fulfill. So when one has many hidden desires that need to be fulfilled, then you have to also have many indirect ways to achieve them. Because you cannot openly show that you are pursuing these desires. If I want your money and I just act friendly towards you at a friendship, yeah, I cannot show that I'm after your money. So very friendly. I give you roses, but actually I'm after your money. Duplicity. Now it has been born. You think I'm giving roses out of friendship. I'm giving them for money. But you will not know it. This is duplicity. So this duplicity can also manifest in other ways. We serve Krishna, but actually we are not really serving Krishna to please Krishna. We're serving Krishna because we want everyone to see how nice we are serving Krishna, so that they all will give us a lot of honor and respect. That's duplicity. So we may all have this duplicity within us, because who is free from desires for profit, distinction, and adoration? Therefore, duplicity is deeply rooted in the heart. The simplicity in devotional service means we have our own personal desire for gain, some gain out of devotional service. And not we're not just concerned with the pleasure of Krishna. That is duplicity in our relationship with Krishna. So we're suffering from that because we're materially conditioned, but it will be purified. So even if we serve like that, gradually our hearts will become purified from this. So we don't have to lament all day, oh, I actually have a duplicity. Oh, I'm not... Yes, that's not required. Because we just continue to serve Krishna and we will become purified. But there are some rules in the process. And one rule is that one should never glorify his own service, what we have done. One should always speak about his own service as not so significant. And always glorify the service of others. And always give credit to the others. If we were successful, we say, well, actually, you know, I got the glory, but really, I mean, I couldn't have done anything without, you know, all the devotees. Right? It's really because of them that it was successful. And Krishna somehow or other made it happen, because, I mean, I could have never done it, you know. It was just luck, you know, that I did it. I don't know how I did it, actually. You know. Not from, yes, I did it. You know. The thing with gambling is that it brings out greed. It brings out greed, and it destroys our sense of truthfulness gradually, because one becomes very attached to the result, so much so. That everything goes for that, and like, you know, you get desperate to win, and if you can't win honestly, then you'll win in any way possible because you're too attached to the results. So it naturally it overpowers us with greed, and that's one of the three gates to hell, greed. So that's not helpful. And even a lottery, which is sort of an innocent type of gambling, in comparison to going to the casino. I mean, the casino is a feverish atmosphere; it's a heavy atmosphere. Not so difficult to see that the casino is like sort of nasty, but a lottery looks much more innocent, and so on. Even betting on the horses looks more passionate than the lottery. But even the lottery gradually gets you, you know. And some of these old ladies buy ticket after ticket. And it's like gradually the hope to win begins to take over, begins to obsess you. So it's obsessive. The obsession is greed. Yeah, you become obsessed. Yeah. Yes, I know. No. I know. You can. Yeah, yogis have. Even some Hare Krishna temples did it sometimes and were told not to do it again. And like that. Yes. Well, you have to draw the line somewhere. Right? What is gambling and what is not gambling? What, I mean, is business gambling? In one way, you could say it is. Is investing in stock, is that gambling on the stock market? Some would say yes, some would say no. So you have to draw the line somewhere. Yeah, it's hard to... Exactly where gambling ends and where business begins, maybe a little difficult to figure out. Yeah, but anyway, so the acharya, the spiritual master, who is like heading up a a spiritual discipline, he must set some standards. So Prabhupada set some standards for us and included lottery. No lottery. So, okay, no lottery. And there was one devotee, his mother bought him this lottery ticket. And he goes like, oh my God, what to do now? You know, she gave me this ticket and this, that. And if I throw it away and if I win, I'll never forgive myself. Right? But on the other hand, you know, if I keep it, would be pretty bad. You know what? I'll put it in the Bhagavad Gita, and if I win, I give it all to Krishna. It was in Australia, and he won $1 million. Yes. He gave it. He gave it. He had to. He had said it. I think it must have... Maybe he had a difficult night. But anyway... He gave it. And his name became, after that he was initiated, his name became Atmanivedan, the one who surrenders mind, body, and soul. Yeah. Mr. Surrendered Soul. Yeah, no lottery. Yes. Well, that element's also there, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Quick money. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's there. Anyway, your whole mind begins to spin around money. It's all about money and profit and gain and money, and today I'm going to win. And I guess just it's my lucky day. I feel it, you know, and all the omens are good, you know. It's like, and it's... It's Friday the 13th, and I'm always winning on Friday the 13th. And it's like, got a rabbit tail and a horse's hoof and everything. And I'm going to do it. And I got the clover with four leaves. Big time. I put it all on black. Red. And that's why you can see that speculating in the stock market comes close to gambling, because it can create the same dynamics. And if you lose in one stroke $12 million, then you can become very shocked, and you can lose it over that. Yeah. Yeah. But definitely, money without working is always attractive, isn't it? Just come to Amsterdam. We have ways to get you in jail. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Well, I guess we have different solutions. One solution is that we are trying to keep our lifestyle a little simple, you know, because that helps. Obviously, I mean, if you want the most expensive car, you're going to pay a fortune, maintenance, insurance, tax, and whatever. Keep it a little simple, you know, need less money. So, also, the place you live and everything. So if you keep it a little simple, a devotee will, you know, some people stretch their facilities to the maximum of their income and then borrow a little extra. Yes. And then put a lot of pressure. So you can also financially sort of live a little more simple. Then you have some financial extra, some leeways. Right? So that's also there. That's one way. Everybody has his own karma for getting money.
I mean, some get it easy, some get it difficult. But everybody gets, by the end of the day, everybody gets something. Some devotees get it from the state. What can you say about that? Depends on the situation. In some cases, maybe the right thing. In other cases, you say, this will make you weak. If you spend your whole life living off the state, if you don't really need it, you might become a little weak. So it's also individual solutions. If you never have to struggle for your survival, you become weak. You become a pudding. You have no willpower left. You become a puppy dog, a schnauzer, or something like that, right? Yeah. Weak. A man without a spine. See? That's the problem of a welfare society. The men become very feminine. Because they don't have to struggle. They don't have to fight for their survival. I know it's a sore point. But it is like that. Right? It is like that. Yeah. One has to struggle for his survival. Can you what? Do you have to take birth again if you live from the state? I wouldn't think so. I think if you engage the money from the state nicely in the service of Krishna, I don't think you will have to come back because of that. Right? But over a whole, if you live for years and years like that, you could become a little weak in general. So I don't know if that's really required. It depends on your situation. If you're a mother with two kids alone, I mean, I could say, well, I could see a reason why it's justified. And so many other reasons. Yeah, serve Krishna. Somehow or another. That's the real thing. These are material things. But the general thing is Krishna arranged it that we have to struggle in this world. There's a reason why we have to struggle. To become a little strong. If we make life too soft, then we will become soft. And then we have no willpower left. Then everything is, so austere. Gosh, it's too austere. I can't do all this austerity. Right? Oh, no. I mean, the water is only lukewarm, you know. Oh, no. The mattress is only 30 centimeters thick. Oh, no. And no ice cream. Oh, God. I can't live here. I was in New York. I came into some clinic. And actually, I was living in India at the time. But I came to this clinic for some checkup, and there was a nurse, and she said, "Are you from Europe?" She said, "How can you live in Europe? It's so austere." It's like, I never thought of Europe as so austere, you know. But she thought, Europe is so austere, right? And then I said, "No, I'm not living in Europe. I'm living in India." She said, "No." Oh my God, you know. She was almost ready to bring out a spray can, you know, and make sure that there were no germs on me, you know. God, in India. Oh. Are you from India? Yeah? As the plane comes in, you know, spray it. Fumigation. It's from India. Yeah. Like that. Okay. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I am.
Sorry for not wearing the garland. I'm itchy.
Radha Krishna.